Today, I invite you on a journey of liberation and renewal. Through the power of storytelling and visualization, we will gently release tension and reconnect with our inner clarity. So, begin by turning your attention inward and taking a deep breath. Followed by a slow exhale, gently lower your shoulders and inhale. Gently let your lungs fill and release. Your jaw relaxes, your forehead becomes smooth, your neck relaxes, and you feel the breath wash over your body like a small wave caressing the shore. Let yourself be gently soothed. Now bring your attention to the points of contact between your body and the surface on which it sits. Feel the weight of your body, the warmth, the stillness. Feel gravity gently pulling you down, anchoring you to the earth, and you can begin to imagine roots growing from your body, from your back, your spine, your legs. They slowly expand, deep as if sinking into the ground, into rich, nourishing earth. Let go, let them connect you, carry you, ground you. And you can imagine yourself in nature somewhere that feels good. You may feel the gentle breeze on your skin and hear the rustling of the trees, the living rhythm of nature. Here, you are protected, connected to your inner truths. Let all residual tensions flow down your roots. Feel them leaving your body and returning to the earth where they will be transformed. And with each breath, you are a little more centered, calmer, and more open. And in this space of quiet connectedness to the earth, you can remember an old story. It is the story of a village. In the heart of this peaceful village stood a forgotten bell. Once it stayed awakened hearts. The villagers would gather to listen to its sweet resonance. And from miles around, it could be heard. A reassuring sound that told everyone, "You're near home." But over time, the bell fell silent. The wind, the rain, and the seasons had covered it up. And little by little, the inhabitants stopped paying attention to it. It was nothing more than an old relic of the past. Some were even unaware that it had ever sung. Children sometimes tried to ring it, but it only gave a dull, empty sound. So they too eventually gave up. One day, however, a traveler arrived. A stranger with new eyes and boots covered in dust. He saw the bell and asked what it was. The villagers shrugged. It was broken. It hadn't rung for years. Someone even added that it had never really rung, that those stories were just old tales. But the traveler approached, curious and full of respect. He placed his hand on the tarnished bronze and then gently pulled on the rope. And once again, a dull thud, nothing more. But the bell never left his mind. He decided it deserved to be cleaned, and day after day, he returned with a rag, water, sand, and oil. He worked patiently and silently, lifting layer after layer. Some watched him do it, others shook their heads, saying it was a waste of time. But he kept going. And beneath his gestures, something appeared. A small spot of shining bronze, then another and another until the rust disappeared entirely. One evening, under a setting sun, a crowd gathered around him, full of hope. He pulled gently on the rope and the sound that rose was clear, deep, and magnificent. It passed through the roofs, the trees, and rose into the sky. The villagers stopped, frozen. The children looked up in wonder. The sound awakened a memory in each of them. Something he thought was lost had returned. What was thought to be broken had never been broken. It was simply buried. The truth remained intact, hidden beneath the rust. It waited patiently to be revealed. All that was needed was a sincere look, a little time, a little care, and a willingness to see beyond appearances. The sound had returned not just to the bell, but to the entire village. Nothing was the same as before, for something true had been revealed. And you too may be carrying a truth that is just waiting to be revealed. And as you continue to listen to the sound of my voice, you have already begun to perceive some of your outer layers, your burdens, your fears, your anxieties, and this process continues with each breath. You are returning to that space within you, where you are rooted. Feel the stillness, the silent strength of the ground and the warmth of the sun up there. It gently touches the top of your head. A soft golden light touches your crown. And as it does so, it says to itself, "I acknowledge who I am and let this light dissolve the tensions." It now descends to your forehead, your eyes, your jaw. And with each step, the words resonate. I acknowledge who I am. The warm glow slides down your neck. your shoulders, it softens, it soothes. I acknowledge who I am. Now your arms, your hands, your fingers, your chest, your belly. I acknowledge who I am. Then your hips, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and finally your feet. I acknowledge who I am. You find yourself lying beside a peaceful riverbed. The murmur of flowing water surrounds you. The earth is soft beneath your body. The air is cool. In the distance, a bell rings. A pure sound that cuts through the silence like a ray of sunlight piercing the mist. It simply calls to you, and something deep within you may begin to vibrate. You slowly sit up, and you become aware of your body. It feels heavy in places, like a frozen layer of cold. You look down and realize that you are covered in a layer of clay, as if you were wearing it from a visor. But then the sun rises and the heat gently caresses your skin. Little by little, this hard shell begins to soften. The clay cracks and a first shiver of relief runs through you. This clay is not you. It never was. It is what you have carried. Inherited fears, burdens gathered, old wounds. It is all of these things. Messages engraved in you, but which do not belong to you. And here, on the edge of this sacred river, you have a choice. You take a small piece of clay to your chest. Perhaps a fear, you hold it for a moment, acknowledging its weight, its history. Then when you feel ready, you release it into the water. The river welcomes it without hesitation, without judgment, and your hands are cleansed. You take another fragment, an insecurity. It gently peels away from your skin. You dip your hands in the water and let it go. Another piece, a burden you've carried. They do and go with the flow. And another, perhaps not a label that was given to you, that was imposed on you. Let it slide gently into the river, and another. Choose what you're ready to release, what no longer serves you. What no longer feeds your inner light. And as the clay falls away, something begins to shine underneath. Your essence, your brilliance, what belongs to you alone. The bell rings again, in the distance. Its voice echoes through the trees. It reminds you of what's always been there. Your clarity, your voice, your truth hidden beneath the layers, and you let go of one last piece, knowing that you can always come back here to let go and shine a little brighter. You wash your hands one last time in the river, and as the water slips through your fingers, you feel lighter, freer. You have let go of what is not yours and you breathe into this space. The clear, silent breath of your soul returns. The sun with its soft rays continues to illuminate the areas you have laid bare. It is part of you once hidden, now lighter, clearer. You have let so much drift away into the river. What remains now is your truth, your essence. It rings softly like the distant bell. Let this sacred feeling deep within you and take a few more moments to fix this experience in your breath, in your body, in your heart, in the depths of your mind. Today, you have found something sacred again, and this memory will grow within you, and you can now begin to gently return. Feel the surface beneath your body again, the air against your skin, and you can gently move your fingers, your toes, your shoulders. And when you feel ready, you can gently open your eyes, taking with you that calm, that strength, and that light. And I thank you for sharing this journey, and I'll see you soon in this meditation or another one.